You're listening
to the Libertarian
Atheist Podcast
with Carlos
and Calvin.
How ecstasy cured my PTSD. With the DEA finally allowing for MDMA use on ill patients, the public is beginning to accept the benefits of a drug that has been vilified for years. MDMA, contrary to the popular notions, was not created to give raver kids something to do while listening to bad electronica. It was initially adopted by psychiatrists in the 1970s as a psychotherapeutic tool in couples counseling. In the 80s and 90s, it began getting marketed to yuppies, college students, and the gay community as a fun drug that coaxed introverts into becoming empathetic, love-fueled party monsters. Just like everything else enjoyable in the world, the government began to crack down on the drug. After I started reading about the benefits of MDMA, I decided that I needed to give it a shot. Over the past few years, I've been reporting on CPS, on their true intentions, on the horrific consequences of their existence. I've attempted to be as honest as possible when discussing my work for them in explicit detail in order to help others. I've had successes and failures, and psychologically, it's been very taxing. When you've seen what I've seen, when you've been told the horrendous stories that I have been told, it's difficult to keep yourself together. What follows is my attempt to deal with those issues when simple therapeutic methods did not work. Yes, I'm talking about illegal drugs that have landed millions of people in jail. I'm doing this to help others, because honesty is more important than projecting a facade. I don't want to take anything that alters my consciousness. This is the most common method of demonizing mind-altering substances. This belief that consciousness is a delicate flower that should not be changed is a myth. Everything we do alters our consciousness. From sex, to food, to conversations with friends, and taking a walk outside, alters our emotions, perception, and grasp on reality. Consciousness is fleeting, ever-changing, and adjusting, and we take great lengths to aim it towards positivity. Many of us choose to ignore the aspects which are negative, and they do so at their own peril. Over the course of the last 2 years, I would push back negative thoughts, which started to overwhelm me. The emotional demons aren't so easily dealt with. After working for CPS, I had many negative passengers rummaging through my subconscious. MDMA was not the first drug that I've taken to alter my consciousness. From the age of 7, I've been on psychotropic drugs. From ADHD medication to bipolar pills and sleep aids, much of my life has been altered for the better and the worse by numerous drugs. Thankfully, the majority of these drugs are now out of my life, but not all drugs are the same. Cannabis, for example, is still a standby for creativity, social lubrication, and empathetic enhancement. I remember the first time I took psilocybin mushrooms, my life became more open to beautiful colors, enriching understandings of connection, and the power that ego plays in our life. Consequently, taking mushrooms played a part in becoming a whistleblower against the state. Nothing like ego death to realize that life is too short to not help others by exposing truth. MDMA was something different, though, and I feared it for some time. I remember scare stories that blamed MDMA on multiple deaths, brain damage, and a host of other catastrophic incidences. Once I began my research, I found that, much like everything else the government media talks about, the side effects were overblown. As long as I didn't overdo it, drink too little or too much, mix it with alcohol, or overheat my body by jumping into a club with 10,000 people, I was moderately sure that I'd be fine. After years of saying no to X, I decided to take the journey down the MDMA-fueled rabbit hole. A trusted friend offered me some Molly, a crystalline powder form of MDMA that has been tested for purity, and ended up taking 0.5 grams all at once. After the drugs began to take hold, we left the dance party we were at. The journey begins. Many people imagine ecstasy to be a sex-inducing, rave-promoting drug that lowers the inhibitions and cuts off meaningful conversation. Nothing can be further from the truth. The person who I chose to partake in this journey was and is a gifted and talented and empathetic friend, and for 10 hours I spilled out everything that had been tearing apart my subconscious for the last few years. I was overwhelmed by a feeling of empathy that was bursting through my chest. I felt shame and a removal of that shame with every sentence I spoke. And all those filters, which make you fear being considered weak, soft, ignorant, or sad, were immediately removed. True emotions and connection was the only thing left when those emotional demons, which dominate our society, were cast aside. Within that emotional connection, I was able to be vulnerable, admit how much guilt I still had for working for the state, and how I was ignoring the destructive patterns in my life that were shallow attempts at ignoring that guilt. I've written a book on the subject. I've done radio show after radio show and given speeches about CPS, but I never took the time to take in the emotional impact. The mental scars that come from being held at gunpoint by a child, as well as ripping families apart and having people cry multiple times on a day while working for the state, add up. I'd ignore that pain through meaningless encounters which bolstered my ego. Joking about catastrophic things that I'd witnessed to dull the pain and consuming a good amount of alcohol to enhance the latter two activities. Even with all the work that I've done to help those who have hurt in the past, the guilt had never subsided. I still had nightmares. I still had depersonalization episodes, and I still hated myself. It took MDMA to uncover that fact, that I hated who I was, I hated what I did, and that hate would never lead to happiness. The words that came out of my mouth during the trip were unfiltered. They came out fast and without any hesitation. Complete honesty, without any fear of being judged, led to an overwhelming feeling of catharsis. I cried during the trip. I cried due to pain and due to happiness. My friend who joined me for this journey did as well. She talked about the emotional burdens that prevented her from true joy and had a deep yearning for her to be happy. I wanted her to exceed in life more than anything else in the world. Yes, I know. This is all coming off as hippy-dippy bullshit. Imagine that when you're reading this, you're picturing a bearded vagrant holding a flower and begging for everyone to just get along. In truth, I am a bearded man, though with a home, and I don't care much for flowers. In honesty, the trip was also scary times. I got very hot and drank multiple bottles of water, and there were times where the emotions felt overwhelming. It shouldn't be a surprise because dopamine, which MDMA releases massive amounts, is signaled during pleasurable and fearful moments. I also went through about 2 packs of gum during and after the trip just to compensate for the goddamn lockjaw. The fearful parts of the trip, though, they were insignificant to the cleansing of years of pent-up frustration. It was an ablution of my consciousness. I felt for the first time that I could breathe with ease, forgiving myself for my transgressions while acknowledging the importance of my work in helping families now. I still deal with self-hate now. I'm not cured of my PTSD, but MDMA provided a massive step in shining a light into the foggy emotions that were bombarding me constantly. This drug is not for everyone, but that does not justify its demonization. Set and setting are important, for when the unfiltered words of decades of repression are spouted out, an empathetic ear, on the other hand, is as refreshing as water in a desert. Taking precautions is important, but don't buy into propaganda which diminishes the beauty of self-knowledge and connection. Don't be afraid of your emotions, for without them, life is meaningless. There is beauty out there, and sometimes a chemically induced kick in the ass is needed to remind us of that. Thank you all for listening. You can find this article at thinkaboutnow.com. I hope you enjoy this. I know what we'll be having some new episodes that will be kind of talking about this along with another number of other topics, which we always kind of delve into on Libertarian Atheist podcasts. Find more at libertarian-atheist.com. Click donate if you feel like it. All right, folks. Talk to you all soon.